From here, there, and everywhere, the Army Hour brings you feature stories about what's happening in the Army around the world. This week from Fort Benning, Georgia, a two-part report on the United States Army Infantry Board.
We want to, of course, verify under rigorous field conditions, simulating as closely as we can actual combat conditions, that the equipment will work well, will hold up under the hard use that the doughboy will give it, and of course will do what it is designed to do.
On the scene at the instrumented small arms range.
Or he does not know where these cells are, and I think even if he saw them, he wouldn't know what they was doing. But anyway, when he passes through this, it trips a photoelectric cell, and it causes the target to come up, plus the simulators to go off, and the other battle noises that he would find in a combat situation.
Those stories coming up after an appearance by Pearl Bailey on stage. On stage, showplace of the stars, where each week we present for your enjoyment the big names of the entertainment world and the Army's finest talent. Our guest this time is a star who needs no other introduction than the mention of her name. Here is the great Pearl Bailey with Baby Don't You Quit Now. Sing pretty for the people, Pearlie Mae.
What you do to me, you get through to me with a beautiful vibration that is new to me. And instead of no, what comes out is oh, oh. Baby, baby, don't you quit now. When tomorrow lips meet two coral lips, then they'll kiss me now. Later, we can quarrel lips. I should turn you off, but you turn me on. So, baby, don't you quit. Don't quit now. Every kiss I take is a piece of cake, and to give me a sample was your first mistake. 'Cause I know when a little tastes like more, and now I want the whole darn bakery store. Take my pay for me, take Christmas Day for me, and go anywhere you want except away from me. Quit tomorrow noon or at 9, the 5th of June. But baby, don't quit now. Don't quit, honey. Take my pay for me, Christmas Day for me, and go anywhere, anywhere you want, except away from me. Quit tomorrow noon or at 9, the 5th of June. But baby, baby, I'm begging you not to quit now. That's definitely.
To the Army fighting man who has received the best training in the world, nothing is more important than the effectiveness of his weapons. These weapons have looked fine on the engineer's drawing boards. They've come from the factory meeting every specification, but this is not good enough. The Army insists on knowing how every piece of equipment used by the combat soldier will perform under combat conditions, so that the fighting man is confident he can count on it every time. This is where the United States Army Infantry Board enters the picture. And for that story, we hear from Army Hour reporter Sergeant Major Don Cosgrove talking to Colonel Charles B. Thomas, president of the board, at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Colonel Thomas, as president of the infantry board, I can't think of a better man qualified to tell me and tell our listeners just what is the infantry board here at Fort Benning.
The infantry board here at Fort Benning is an organization which is to test in the field, give a user but fair and unbiased evaluation of every piece of infantry equipment before it is used in the field by infantrymen. The range is very wide. That is the range of those items that we test, from vehicles, heavy anti-tank weapons, all the way down to rifles, and even to something as prosaic or mundane as a canteen cup. We want to, of course, verify under rigorous field conditions, simulating as closely as we can actual combat conditions, that the equipment will work well, will hold up under the hard use that the doughboy will give it, and of course will do what it is designed to do. We conduct in military parlance what is called a service test, and that purpose is to ensure that all the shortcomings that we can find are identified so that they can be corrected before the U.S. Army decides to go into production, and therefore ensure that the soldier, when he receives it, will receive that very best piece of equipment.
Colonel, before we talk briefly about how you have your board organized, I know you're very proud of something. In fact, you're having a demonstration here today just for that reason.
The reason we're here and what you hear in the background is the rehearsal for a demonstration which we are presenting here at Fort Benning to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the United States Army Infantry Board at Fort Benning. I might say in the same breath, however, that although we have been here at Fort Benning 50 years this year, we are actually 66 years old.
Sir, I realize that your board is organized in such a way that we can't possibly talk about all of it, but would you like to just briefly touch on this?
Yes, I think I can in very broad terms. The basic organization is built around our testing divisions, and there are three test divisions. And they are, first, the Small Arms Test Division, which, as its name implies, tests all small arms, shoulder-fired weapons, light machine guns, and the equipment used with these weapons. The second test division is the Supporting Weapons Test Division, which, again, as its name implies, tests all heavy weapons, heavy direct-fire weapons and indirect-fire weapons, night sights, vision devices, and those other items of equipment associated with these particular heavy weapons items. The third test division is the Field Equipment Test Division, which tests all vehicles, equipment, rations, combat uniforms, and related items used by the infantrymen. I said three test divisions. That's true. There is a fourth one, which we call the Combat Conditions Test Division, and its purpose is to improve the ways by which we test these items. Their concern is with methodology and instrumentation. How can we better test the items that are sent to us?
Colonel, I want to thank you very much for arranging to have me go out to your instrumented small arms range, and that's where we'll be reporting from when we return here to Fort Benning. Colonel Thomas, thank you for your time. You're doing a wonderful job for the Army and the individual soldier. Thank you, sir.
We are appreciative to you, Sergeant Major, for coming to our location and talking with us.
Thank you again. We'll be back to continue our story on the infantry board here at Fort Benning, but right now let's go back to the Army Hour in Washington, D.C.
To the United States Army Infantry Board on its 50th anniversary, a salute by the United States Army Band and Chorus with the infantry song, Follow Me.
You can hear it, you can hear it from the jungle. You can hear it across the sea. It calls to every freedom-loving man, the cry of the U.S. infantry. Follow me, follow me. Concord Bridge to Lancaster, to
swamps and mountains and sand. They fight and die where brave men lie, against the tyrants they stand. You can hear it in the heat of the jungle, you can hear it across the sea. It calls to every freedom-loving man, the cry of the U.S. infantry.
Back to Fort Benning and Sergeant Major Cosgrove, this time on the instrumented small arms range, talking to Captain Glenn Crammell.
Captain Crammell, before we start describing what is going on here, will you tell me and tell our listeners just exactly what is the instrumented small arms range you run here at Fort Benning?
Okay, Sergeant Major, presently we are on a quick fire type instrumented range. We also have one more, which is an attack range. This particular range we're on measures or tests an individual soldier and his weapon or the equipment that he's carrying. The reason for this is that he is acting as a portion of a larger element, and he is the point man or the man that's out in front of his next larger group. He is the man that determines or finds the enemy first.
I noticed that we had quite a few men back here. I believe you have one entire platoon, but you're only running one man through here at a time. Is this the way you do it?
Yes, that is correct, Sergeant Major. We found out that it is necessary to test the one man because he is out by himself. He is away from his regular unit, whether it's a squad or a platoon or what have you. And he is more or less on his own. He has to react to his own knowledge, what he sees and what he hears, what he smells and feels.
And how are these targets that I see popping up triggered?
Well, we have photoelectric cells on the side of the trail here. They are camouflaged with the vegetation in the area here so that the individual cannot, or he does not know where these cells are. And I think even if he saw them, he wouldn't know what they were doing. But anyway, when he passes through this, it trips a photoelectric cell and it causes the target to come up, plus the simulators to go off and the other battle noises that he would find in a combat situation.
What about these wires that we have here alongside the trail? They're leading back to a van that's about 300 yards behind us.
That's correct. And in this van, we have various types of machines to measure different things. Well, I shouldn't use the word things. We measure time that the weapon was fired. We can measure the time that the target was hit. We can also measure which round out of a series of rounds hit the target. Mm-hmm. And this could be valuable in testing new weapons.
This isn't going to mean much to our listener, but we're standing here getting ourselves wet. You obviously come out here in all types of weather.
That's correct. We test this range 365 days out of a year, regardless of the weather.
Sunshine, rain, snow, you just don't care, do you?
That's right, Sergeant Major.
I'm standing here in my green uniform, and you're standing in fatigues. Sir, you seem to enjoy this work. Just how long have you been doing this type of work?
Well, I arrived here on the 2nd of September from Vietnam.
And what unit were you with over there, sir?
1st Brigade, 5th Division, Mechanized.
I see you wear the combat infantry badge, and I imagine you saw a bit of it over there, didn't you?
A little bit, Sergeant Major.
Where did you get your commission?
I got mine through ROTC.
What school did you go to?
Northwestern State College in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
And how long have you been in the Army?
6.5 years.
You like it?
Yes, I do, Sergeant Major.
You're going to stick around for a while.
I don't think I'll stay a day over 30.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, thank you very much. And before we drown, I'd like to say that that is just one part of the story of what the Infantry Board does here at Fort Benning, Georgia. And I'll thank you very much for your time, Captain Crammel. Good luck on your military career.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Major.
Pleasure. From Fort Benning, Georgia, Sergeant Major Don Cosgrove returns you to the Army Hour in Washington, D.C.
Here's the Army Pay Call, all done up in contemporary sound by the Army Dance Band and entitled The Eagle Screams. The Barrel House sound of the Army Dance Band and Honky Tonk. See what the boys in the back room will have. The Army Hour, pre-recorded for broadcast at this time, is produced by the Office of the Chief of Information, Department of the Army. Music by the United States Army Band and Chorus, conducted by Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Loboda, and the Army Dance Band, directed by Master Sergeant Lonnie Wilfong. Our guest star on stage was Pearl Bailey. Script and production by David B. Askind. This is Lieutenant Denny Reeder speaking.
This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.